So we're going to do, for the remainder of our time together this morning, we're going to talk about some things we haven't talked about before. Again, everybody, just take a breath and just put yourself in receiving mode to listen. So we're going to talk about two elements that we have not previously focused or given much attention to. So just take another breath and be present. Suspend any internal chatter and place yourself in receiving mode. The majority of scientists today agree that more than 99% of the universe is composed of plasma, which is a cloud of charge. Plasma permeates the entire solar system, as well as the interstellar and intergalactic environments. Yet very few people are aware of plasma or what it is. When you observe the Milky Way, you're seeing luminous spheres of plasma that are held together by their own internal magnetic field. And the nearest visible luminous sphere of plasma to the Earth is our sun. So in our group, we refer to plasma numerous times in the creation of this beautiful light temple. That was done with intent to begin to imprint your consciousness with the awareness of plasma. So the time has now come for us to learn more about plasma and what it means for us as ascending masters of light. So technically, plasma is considered to be the fourth state of matter. It's different from solids, liquids, and gases. Their atoms are divided into free-floating negative electrons and positive ions. It is sometimes called an ionized gas. However, gases and plasmas are distinct states of matter. Plasmas display vastly different properties and complexities which far exceed those in gases or other states of matter. Now, this is what's important to us, so listen carefully. When we reach a certain state of consciousness on our ascension path, the human body begins to undergo an alchemical process that begins to generate internal plasmic light. The internal plasma is created by the energetic conscious force of increasing our light quotient by integrating the many powerful light codes, templates, and energetics we've been given throughout the years. This is why we've been building our etheric light body structure for all of these years. So this now allows for our higher consciousness bodies, like our epikinetic and our echo bodies, to function. By directing our soul consciousness to connect to our body, and connect our particles to plasmic light, electrons collect on the particles and start to create a plasmic crystalline structure that builds filaments which connect and communicate with everything and everyone. So we're beginning to understand that plasma, being the most common substance in our universe, permeates through absolutely everything in creation. We have just learned that plasma creates filament-like strings that interconnect and communicate with all other things. This is relative to attaining coherence within the state of consciousness. Plasma is the interface that communicates with the intelligent energy of all creation. Our personal inner spark of plasma is our direct interface to link with the massive plasma core of the universe, which then connects us to the eternal mind of source. Our soul, our spiritual bodies, and unified field have been built and are energized and strengthened by the same core substance of plasma from which the entire universe has been created. Your soul spirit is the plasma power supply inside of your physical body. And as we have begun consciously embodying our soul spirit and higher consciousness light patterns and spiritual blueprints that we have received, these frequencies are being imprinted inside our cells by passing through the plasma membrane. These higher consciousness imprints energetically shift our awareness and transform who we think we are. As the energetics of these higher states of consciousness are recorded into our physical being, it alchemically begins to transform the energetic density of our third, fourth dimensional bodies into the fifth dimensional state by replacing what is being transformed with quantities of biological crystalline plasmic light. So this awareness of plasma, along with the powerfully expansive energetics that you will receive during this light conference, will exponentially set in play a chain of reactions. We are blessed to be taught by and work with some of the most advanced levels of interdimensional light beings and that possess the highest states of multidimensional consciousness in the universe. Now that we have a better understanding of plasma, these beautiful advanced plasma beings of pure radiant light will be able to connect and communicate with us at a much deeper level. They are here to exemplify that by remembering who we are as a soul spirit, created in the image of the prime creator, and by reconnecting into the universal plasmic source and learning to rebuild and embody our plasmic light body, it is the key to ascending into higher and higher states of consciousness. Take another deep breath. So now, while this has only been an introduction to plasma, you have just received a massive stream of light-coded information. So let's take a moment before we continue. So let's add a little more. Because all plasma domains travel in donuts, they have the form of the torus. Torus fields have always been generated in the forms of plasma fields. Plasma fields choose to manifest themselves in this profound toroidal form because it had to find a recursive geometry to become self-sustaining and self-organizing. And the torus is self-organizing and inherently knows how to create order from chaos. The torus is the self-regulating primary pattern that supports all life forms. So the torus, therefore, is the oldest known structure in existence, and without it, nothing could exist. Toroidal energy fields exist around everything. Humans, trees, the earth, planets, the sun, the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe. The toroidal shape is similar to a donut, but rather than having an empty central hole, the topology of a torus folds in upon itself, and all points along its surface converge together into a zero-dimensional point at the center called the vertex. Now we know that space in the center is not an empty hole. That is where our central column flows. The torus is the geometric shape used to describe the self-reflective nature of consciousness. the torus allows a vortex of energy to form, which builds back along itself and re-enters itself. It turns itself inside out continuously by flowing back into itself. The energy of a torus is consciously being refreshed. In the movie Thrive, Nassim Harriman and others depict the two torus with external vortexes. They speak of the white hole as an emitter and the black hole as an absorber, and the zero point in between the two vortices as a tiny space of no thing. So our hearts emit energy in the form of the torus. The body sits within a toroidal field, which grows as we expand our awareness and consciousness. The majority of humans have a small, slowly moving toroidal field. For our group, your toroidal field, which is also known as your aura and unified field, is huge, and it expands exponentially as we embody more light and more light frequencies. So let's take a look at a video and then some graphics to give you a visual of what is occurring. Okay, hold on, let me see where I am. All right, so I'm going to cover my screen so you can see this graphic a little better. I mean, my camera. There we go. So, as you know, the heart is the first thing that forms in the human body. And so, and then it begins emitting this energetic field that is actually a torus. And then as the body grows, and you grow, of course, this field gets bigger and bigger. Okay. And so for many people who are still asleep, this toroidal field does not grow very much beyond this. They may come out and be very close to the body. They may have a very small energy flow. Now, those of you, because you've been doing this work for so many years, yours has grown and grown. And so it goes out and it goes and comes in, it goes out and it comes in, goes and comes out. So it is a massive, massive field that you grow. And every time we learn and bring in a new piece, it grows even more. So I'm going to try to change this graphic here to kind of give you an idea of where we are today, or what your toroidal field looks like today. Okay. Isn't that something? That's how beautiful and dynamic your energy field is. And we know, because we draw from that cosmic energy, that we're through that center column, that energy comes in through that center column and down and out and around. And then we also draw from the Christed matrix at the center of the earth, which also goes up, goes through that heart center torus, and then also goes in and out and in and out. So this is a little bit of a visual, and I want to show you one more thing before we go to that next piece. Okay. So I'll try to see. Here's a torus. And so this energy is always moving in this form. Okay? And inside of the torus, inside, the energy is still spiraling inside of there. Okay. Another thing that happens, particularly when we get into a state of deep meditation, and we definitely are centered in ourselves, then there is this ability that happens that we can actually collapse this whole field in on ourselves. And this collapsing is non-destructive, doesn't destroy, doesn't affect anything. But this is how, as spirit, we learn who we really are. So this is things that are always going. We have our field going in and out, coming in this way, but then when we get into these deep processes, this is what's actually happened in your field. So Now, this toroidal field has been moving for us forever because it's how our energy flows in our body. But we have not put our attention on it, you know, through the course of the things we have been doing. So I think that's what we will do now.